I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Championship games are coming up this Sunday. You can hear them all on 105.7 The Fan. Joining us now to talk about all of the NFL news of the week, and it is plentiful, from radio.com. He's the NFL insider. He is also Home and Home. It's a podcast that you want to listen to, radio show on radio.com, and we'll talk more about that as well. Returning to the show, Ross Tucker. Ross, good afternoon.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Good,
great.
Ross,
before we get to the, we'll call it a debacle from this end, it was Saturday night, 28-12 at M&T. When a guy like Luke Kuechly retires at 28 years old, as a former player yourself, how does that make you feel? Like, Luck did it because it seemed like he didn't want to fight injuries anymore. And Kuechly, the concussions have been well documented. As a former player, when you see a young guy at the prime of his career walking away, how does that make you feel as a former player?
So I have mixed emotions. On the one hand, watching his video and knowing how much he loves football, and that just pops off the tape when you watch him play. You can see how much fun he's having, how well prepared he is. So on the one hand, I kind of hurt for him because I know he wants to keep playing, but he knows that this is probably the best decision to make, but it's killing him inside that he can't play anymore. And, you know, I tell people all the time, I fell in love with football, right? I mean, I don't know. Other than my wife, there's nothing I loved more than football. I probably told a couple other girls I loved them, but I tell you right now, I'd take football over those girls any day of the week. So you love it, and it's like you're breaking up with your first love, and you'll never see him again. It's not like, you know, other sports that you can keep playing or whatever. Once you're done playing football, you can't play pickup football. You know what I mean? Like, you're retiring for a reason. So I felt that. On the flip side, I'm happy for him that he's making this decision because, you know, I'm 40 now. I played 7 years. I retired when I was 28. And you don't think about it as much at the time. But, you know, I have two little girls now. And there is more to life than football. And it's kind of hard to realize that when you're 28 and you're in it. But I'm really happy for him. You know, he made $63 million, right? And he can now live the rest of his life and be able to prosper and not have some things happen that negatively affect his quality of life moving forward or his ability to enjoy, you know, kids someday or whatever. So if he were my brother, I would be talking to him about this every year, especially with the concussions he had. I would have been saying to him, hey, Luke, you really need to think about this, man. Like, what are you going to play again this year for? You got all this money. You're a Hall of Famer. Like, what are you playing for? To maybe make the Super Bowl? Well, yeah, dude, but that's what everybody thinks. I mean, you know, good luck to that, especially in Carolina. So I think he made a really, really smart decision. And I actually think that this should be, on some level, the template for guys now, knowing what we know now about repetitive hits to the head. You get a chance to play that rookie contract, get a big second contract, play a few years of that, $63 million, and get out before you do more damage to your body, more damage to your brain. I think he's doing it just about perfectly.
All right, Ross, let's get to the game Saturday night, because I was listening to you as I was driving home at the beginning of the game. Ross, here's what I can't figure out. 59 passes attempted, called, maybe there was 70, you know. But that was not the – was that the Raven team that you studied on film the previous 16 games?
We just lost him. He got intercepted. That was the 60th pass that the Ravens threw. It was picked off by Cliff Harris, who got into the Hall of Fame today. We'll get Ross Tucker back on the phones. But before we get back to Ross and talk about the Ravens game, what do you think about what he said about Kuechly walking away when he did?
I think Ross understands it. I don't think he's dumb at all. He's, Bob, 10 concussions, you know, and who knows what that does to you.
Let's get back to Ross. Ross, sorry about that. Modern technology could be your friend and your foe at the same time. But Vinny was asking about the 59 pass attempts.
Yeah, what did you think of that, Ross? Because here's my thing. You're the leading rush team in the history of the NFL. And we didn't see any semblance of that.
Well, we've talked about this, guys, throughout the season. And I was curious, like everybody else was, to see how the Ravens would play if they got behind. And I was in the booth Saturday night, like I told you guys I would be.
Yep.
And I was very disappointed and surprised in how many first down passes Greg Roman called.
Yep.
And I understand it, right? You know, first down is the best down for a play action pass. First down is the best down, first and 10, to get chunk plays in the passing game. But it wasn't working. I mean, I tweeted this during the game at Ross Tucker NFL, and actually Brady Quinn replied to me. At one point in the second half, they had 11 second and 10s because they had incompletions on first down. I mean, it killed them. It killed them in that game. I thought they got away way too early from what they did best. I didn't think Mark Ingram was 100%. I thought that was pretty clear, pretty obvious. But I thought that aspect of it was disappointing. And then you have the turnovers. I mean, they basically put it in a situation where it was their receivers against the Titans DBs, and the Titans DBs are better. They're definitely better. Not converting the fourth downs hurt quite a bit. I did not think Lamar did a very good job on either one of those. And you put all that together, and that's how an inferior team beats you on your home field in the divisional round.
Yeah, the first fourth and one, Ross, you know, the guard was pulling and he panicked and he cut up inside too quick. The second one, Ross, how much did you study the Ravens prior to the game?
A decent amount. And I said this during the broadcast, Vinny, I still don't know what the second fourth down was.
Well,
I've never seen that. It looked like it was a quarterback sneak.
I think they wanted to run
gap.
That. Yeah. Well, that? Here's the way because I just watched the film again this morning. Now, Ross, they were 8 for 8 during the regular season fourth downs. I promise you, and I don't know for a fact, but I promise you, not a once were they under center. Not a once. And on the first one, they didn't go under center. They were in the gun. That's number one. Number two, okay, what are you expecting? They're expecting quarterback sneak, so their linemen are diving in your feet. And he's got a chance, Ross, if Orlando Brown, who was in his gap, goes down on Yonda in his knees. If he combos up to the middle backer, Lamar still could be running. Still could be running. I'm not sure where the aiming point was, but there was nothing up inside. And he had a chance if he could get outside the C-gap if Orlando Brown, who I don't think played very well in the game, would have comboed up.
Well, I've never seen a quarterback sneak that looked like he was trying to go to the C or the D-gap. And then for him to stop and start going the other way. I mean, he actually had a chance in the C or the D-gap. There was a guy coming, but he had a chance there.
Yep.
Then he tries to come back. Literally, I've never seen what Lamar tried to do there. I've never seen that called. And you're probably right, Vinny. I didn't go back and watch the tape. You're probably right that because he was under center, the Titans had D tackles just submarining the A and the B gap.
Yep.
And that's why Lamar tried to go out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, 8 for 8 on 4th and 1 during the season, 0 for 2 in the biggest game of the year.
Ross Tucker joining us. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Ross, before we let you roll, and you can tell us about home and home, give us your prediction for the championship games this Sunday.
Yeah, well, first of all, just so you guys know, I was going to be on the sideline in Baltimore if they won. Instead, now I have to drive to Philly and fly 6 hours to San Francisco and then take the red eye back. So I am mad at your Ravens right now.
Get in line.
I am personally inconvenienced by your Ravens.
Yeah, so, get in line, Ross. There's a lot of people upset at them. And especially
so funny,
Greg
people
Roman.
People always say, as a broadcaster, you know, who do you root for? I root for me. I root for not having to fly to San Francisco. I root for just driving an hour and 15 minutes from Harrisburg down to Baltimore. So I rooted for me, and it didn't work. So anyway, I like the home teams. Now, I am surprised by the betting lines in each game, and I probably like the underdog getting the points, but I think the home teams are going to win those games. I mean, I think you're going to see San Francisco and Kansas City get it done. But I'd also say this, you know, the Titans have the right formula to beat the Chiefs. I mean, if you're going to beat the Chiefs, you want to be able to run the football like the Titans do and play keep away and be able to possess the ball, keep it out of Mahomes' hands. And also, I just think Dean Pease and Vrabel are smart enough. They're not going to let the Chiefs get anything cheap and deep. I mean, they're going to really have to earn it and march the length of the field. And if you're the Titans, you hope they get a penalty or you hope something happens where, you know, they're not able to go 12 plays, 80 yards. They're not going to let them get a big chunk play. They're just too smart for that. So I like the home teams, but like I said Saturday night, I wouldn't be shocked if the Titans and Packers won. Not at all.
Ross Tucker, radio.com, NFL Insider. It's Home and Home. It's his brand new show. You can check that out as well on radio.com. Ross, we know you're pressed for time. We appreciate it. Have fun on that trip to San Francisco. We're sitting here watching Tannehill doing his press conference. It should be Lamar. So, yes, we're a little agitated ourselves.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll just say one last thing. Ravens fans should be encouraged, and they should be optimistic, but it's hard, man. I mean, first number one seed ever, first 14-2 season ever. Like, these opportunities don't come along that often. It's not a given that they'll be back. Judon's a free agent. I heard you guys playing that. So, I mean, they got to do it now while he's on his rookie contract. I can tell you guys that much. Thanks.
Ross, we appreciate it, bud. We'll
talk
to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.